Okay, today is Daf Pei. We're on Daf Pei, on second line on the top by the two dots. Shalu Talmidav et Rabbi Gamliel. The Talmidim asked Rabbi Gamliel, Mahu Legadol, what's the story? Are you allowed to raise a Behemah Daka? So, Amalehen Mutter, it's Mutter. Zaki says Mutter, but not in Megadol. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to. It's like, what are they asking him for? If the Mishnah says you're not allowed to, right? Amalela Hachi Kabay Mutne. No, that's what this is what they were asking him. Mahu Lishos, I know you're not allowed to raise them. What about holding on to them, keeping them? Right? So Amalehen Mutter. It's Mutter. Ubulvad Shalo Tete Tire Be'eder. As long as you don't let them go out and graze, in which case they can damage other people's property. Right? Ella Kosher Bikari Hamita. You keep it on the side of your bed. Meaning, keep it indoors. Says Rashi on the second skinny line, Ella Kishura. V'rabbanan pligi ala drabba gamliel. So the Rabbanan obviously argon. Our Mishnah argues on Rabbanan. Rabbanan is a lot of argon in the Mishnah. He's a Tana. Our Mishnah argues on Rabbanan Gamliel. Look at the second Tosfos. Ain nirulid the pligi Rabbanan ala drabba gamliel. Rabbanan not arguing on Rabbanan Gamliel. Right? Kid the Parisian Bekunjit, like Rashi said that. Dimahu lahashos. What did he ask? What was his question? His question was, Kodem HaRegel. Before the Regel. We said yesterday, before Regel, you're allowed to keep Behema Daka, eat Karbanos. That you're allowed to. That's what he was asking him. Not Stam. Kodem Regel Kavu Kabomi. That's what he was asking. Vamo Lehen, Mutter, it's Mutter. Falav Dafka, Nakat Kshura. You don't even have to tie it up. Ela Orcha de Milsa Naka, but that was the common custom. Shadarkan Haya Likshar Behema Daka, Lakari Amita Kadamar Be'elu Trefas. That's what they used to do. You don't have to do that. The funny thing. Rashi says they're arguing. Tosfos says there's nothing not. Right? Okay. I have no idea. I have no idea. I have no idea what the halach is today.
Aren't there certain fields that they would be grazing fields, certain fields are for agriculture? Or
I don't know. I don't know. It's a good question.
Yes.
What?
The answer is yes.
Why they have?
Suppose they have. People have flocks there.
It's a different society. You don't have, no private individual owns these kinds of animals.
Right.
Right? Even nobody does that. Yeah, only farms.
Right.
So it could be it's totally different now. Right? No apartment building in Yerushalayim, the guy has a goat. No such thing. Right? Tana Rabbanan. Ma'aseh b'chassid echad. There was a story with a certain chassid. She'egoneach milibo. He was hurting. V'shal l'rofim. And he had some illness. V'shal l'rofim. Went to the doctors. V'amru ein lo takana. You're not going to get better. Ela ad she'yonek chalav roseach mishachros hashachros. You have to nurse from a goat. That doesn't mean you have to mamish put your mouth on the udder to suckle, or it just means you need the milk. I don't know. I'm afraid to know the answer to that question. Anyway, told him you have to nurse from a goat. Mishachros every morning. Vivilo eis, they brought him a goat. Vekashulo karamita, and they brought it for yonek mimenu mishachros hashachros, and he did it. Liyamim, after a while, nichlasu chaver v'levakro, people came to visit. Kivin Shiro also ate Kshur Bukariamita. They saw the goat. Chazu Lecher. They wouldn't want to walk in. They wanted to leave. Amru, listen, Mizuyim Bebeis Hoshalzad. There's a robber here in the house. Right? The goat just goes and grazes whatever it wants. A robber. The Anu Nichnasin. That's all. We should go visit you. So Yeshu Badgu. They sat there. They checked it out. Lo Matzibu Ela Osa Avon Shal Osa Eis. The only Avera this guy had was this one Avera that he had. That he brought the goat into the house. Afu b'shas misaso Omer, and at the time of his death, he said, "Yodeani, I know she'ain be avon ella avon, she'ain be avon ella avon osa eis she'avarti al divrei chaverai." I was violated the rule of the rabbis to tell you shouldn't have a goat. So first of all, the Marsha says obviously it was not pikuach nefesh, because it was pikuach nefesh. You're allowed to have the goat.
Right?
Obviously. Others say, what? Yeah. Obvious. Others say, not so obvious. Very difficult shot over here. In the name of the Me'iri. The Me'iri says that you're not allowed to save yourself. Let's say it was Pikuach Nefesh. If you're not, the goat is going to die. The Mashal says it wasn't going to die. So therefore, figure something out. Not such a heter. But the Me'iri says, no, he was going to die. Still... It's hard for you to save yourself on someone else's cheshbon. Right?
What's
the cheshbon? The cheshbon was people are going to lose their crops.
One goat is going to destroy...
Yeah,
one,
you never know.
Thousands of acres.
Right, once one goat in the house?
Yeah,
right, it's hard, difficult. Okay, next. Amar Yishmael, Balabatim, Sheb Galil HaElyon, the Balabatim in the upper Galil, Hayu Beis Abba, it was that my father came from there. Why did it got destroyed? Because they will let them graze in the forests. V'don and dine mamon is biyachid, and they would judge dine mamon is only one judge. Even though they had forests near the houses, right? So sada kitana haisa, there was another field there, a small field of ma'avir in derech aleha, and they used to go through that field. So Rashi says in the Rashi of Afal Pi Sheyacharshin Samach Labatim, he says lo hayu roin besada macherim, they would not graze in other people's fields because the Mishnah said you're allowed to go in the forest. It's a hefka place. Umishum Charshin like a gezel, that's not gezel in the forest. The Amal El we said before Aval Magadlin Becharshin, you can go raise them in the forests. Ulakamon Nami Takanas Yoshua Tikein Yeshua made a Takana Shlo Yakbid Balayar Alkach. Even if you own the forest, you can't be makbid. They're allowed to. It's sort of like hefker. Afilu hachi nenshu, they got punished. Mibnei shesade kitana haisa bereya v'shel acherim haisa. There was some other field there that belonged to other people. That was the problem. The problem wasn't the forest. I'm not exactly sure what that means. Listen to this Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, roe she'asa tshuva. If a shepherd does tshuva, that means he raised goats or became a daka, and now he wants to do tshuva, so he wants to get rid of them. Ein machayven osa limkar miyad. You don't have to sell them all at one shot, because it'll flood the market, the price will go down. Ella, mocher al yad al yad. Do it slowly, so you keep to maintain the good prices. V'chein ger also, shenaflu b'lo klov v'chazirim b'rishuso. He inherits dogs and pigs, and we learned before, you're not allowed to own them, really. Ein mechayven osa limkar miyad. Don't sell them all at one shot, because it's gonna flood the market and make the price go down. Ella, mocher al yad al yad. Do it slowly, right?
Why do we worry about the market price for dogs and pigs?
No, so because he's selling it to chutzlar. I think he's, Rashi says selling it to chutzlar.
Okay.
So at least you guys should make some money.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. That's all. V'chein mishin nadar. Listen to this. Mishin nadar likach bayis v'likach isha be'eretz Yisrael. A guy makes a neder. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael to buy a house to get a wife. Ein mechayvino so likach miyad. You don't have to marry the first girl you bump into, no matter what she looks like, no matter what she is. You don't have to do that. Ella, ad sheyimatz etzah ugen as lo. Marry somebody who's appropriate for you. What's the pshat in that?
Yeah,
what? Rabbi Yonason says, the Rishon, he says because if you come home with what, well, who knows what, some kind of, you know, monster, nobody will ever make nadar. Right, they come back. They made a neder. Making a neder is already a big milo. Not everyone makes a neder. Only the yechidim making a neder. You made a neder. You come back with that. I'm not making a neder. I'll get myself into this kind of mess. So don't you don't have to be such a frumak on that neder. Make a neder. Find somebody appropriate for you.
Right.
Otherwise, what's going to happen? No one's ever going to make the neder.
Well, like another, you said that the first thing I see,
that was a mistake.
Yeah,
that was a mistake.
The first thing,
that was a big mistake when he said that. That was a mistake.
He was
a leader, but he was an Amharetz. Whatever that means. How can he be a leader and be an Amharetz? Yiftach, right? He shouldn't have done that. That was a mistake. He would have thought that out. He would have thought he was trying to be I'm a Haredi for Hashem. That's not the way to do it. That's the same thing over here. You make a neder, I'm going to marry a woman from Eretz Yisrael. I want that kind of hashkava. So don't marry the first, you know.
We're tempering it, saying we shouldn't make that kind of. He said A, doesn't really mean A.
He listened to this. Ma'aseh b'ish achas. There was a story with a woman, Shahaya bana meitala. She was having trouble with the kids. So v'kafta v'nishpa, she jumped and she swore. Call me sheyavo eini machzirasa. Anyone who proposes to me, I'm not going to turn them down. I need a husband, right? Something, yeah, or a gerusha. So v'kafso olah b'nei adam she'enem huganin. So every creep out of the woodwork, someone married her finally. That's not what you meant. Ella lahagin la. You meant a normal person. I dvarm shabalev eino dvarm. Someone asked that question. The Ran. What about dvarm shabalev eino dvarm? So you have to give some answer. That's not dvarm shabalev. Right, it was obvious that when someone makes an edda like that, they're not going to marry some monster. They want to marry a good person.
How does charata work in this instance? I mean, you can regret your decision, can you not?
What do you mean? What do you mean? Regret your decision?
Well, can you then be
What, if you already got married?
Yeah, it's
a, time you matinevi, you gotta get a kid.
It's not so simple, yeah. I don't know how you can do that. It's a good question. Next. Kishem sha'amru ein megadlin behem adaka. Just like we said, you can't raise the behem adaka. Kach amru ein megadlin chayadaka. You can't marry it, you can't raise a chayadaka, whatever that is. Young goats, young deer, whatever.
Deer and foxes.
Rabbi Shmuel Omer, megadlin, you can raise klovim, dogs. Kofrin, not sure what these are. These are all animals, look, little animals. Dogs, kofrin, chatulim are cats. Kofin are some other kind of animal. Monkeys, chuldos are weasels. Sinoim are some other animal. The reason why you can all do this is mibnesha asuyin lanakaras habayis. They keep the house clean from mice. Right? That's why you can have them. They keep that, they get rid of the rodents. You have these animals, you won't have any rodents. So these you can have. My chuldos sinoim, what are those animals? Amrav Yehuda, sharza charza. Not that is either. Vikadamri, others say charza, some other name, other animal. Dikatini shakya. Its thighs are very skinny. Okay. Viraya Baini Vardini. And it goes between the roses. My sharza, what's a sharza? It's dimitatoi shakya. It's has very short, fat, very short, stubby legs. Okay. Amar Vihuda Amar Rav. Asinu atzmenu b'bavel ke'eretz Yisrael l'behe medaka. In Bavel, we adopted the same minog. It's a very good minog not to, be, to have behe medaka. Why? Because it destroys the crops. So we adopted that in Bavel too. Amalei Rav Ada Barav l'Rav Huna didach mai. So how could you have... This is a very difficult Gemara. You're not going to like this Gemara. What about you? How could you have behe medaka? So Amalei didon kamenatri lechova. My wife Chova, she guards the animals, and she makes sure nothing happens. Okay? How could you rely on that? What kind of answer is that? What kind of answer is that? Don't worry, my wife's taking care of it. She makes sure. What kind of answer is that? She's a gzera. Right? Oh, I'm beyond that. I'm above that gzera. Don't worry about me. It's a very difficult shot, no? So Amalei. So the other one says back. Chova tikberine libana. She should bury her children. Rashi says that what? A curse, correct. She'ata somech aleha, because you're relying on her. Vihi eini yachol l'shomro. And it's an impossible job. What do you mean relying on her? She can't keep track of 100 goats. It's impossible. So it's a curse. Difficult curse. Tosvo says in the Tos of Chova, is that a valid thing to curse somebody for? Should lose children because you're even if it's true that you shouldn't be doing it, she did it. But did you curse somebody for that? Right. So but the medizera. So isn't that a normal thing to curse somebody for? Right.
Ella Osekets Legadel Tzon. In other words, it wasn't a curse. It wasn't a curse. It's just a statement. Ella Osekets Legadel Tzon. Vavi Kishkaga Hayotze. It's me Pnei Hashalit. But it's like when the Gadolim say something, even if they didn't mean it like that, it's still true. Umihu Perakshani Shnei Nazirim Gabi Hakafas Harosh. Some story there where the same woman, the same mother, she was giving her children some funny haircuts. And she was something with the payas. She was, getting rid of the payas somehow. I don't know exactly the whole story. Something like that. Some story like that. And the same thing happened. Ein lefarish kein. It's hard to give that answer that it was just stam talk. And it wasn't a curse over there. Because that's an isidaraisa. To cut off someone's payas. They were kids. That was the thing. The kids. It was a chinuch, whatever it is. It's still the gdamal evad baraval or avuna l'didach man makaf lehu. Who cut off the kid payas from the kids? Amalehu chova. My wife did that. Amalei chova tikbrena levanaha levana. So she should bury her children. It's hard to say that was just a statement, right? The ain shayach lafari sham el loshen klala el loshen klala. The only way to answer it is to say that was a klala. Inami lomer ain yira shem anish bekfuras benaha. Or to say she's not afraid of that. She's not afraid of playing with fire, so to speak.
the aunt's group brings the nice child out that she'll be so involved with a job outside the home, she won't be a mother to the kids.
Okay, that's very palatable. It makes it a lot better. The funny thing is that today nobody would say that even as a joke. Nobody would ever say that even in passing to nobody would even say that to a stranger. Nobody would even say it to an enemy. It's a funny, difficult Gemara. You have Gemara like that. It's difficult. Okay, and the Gemara says. Kule shne debarava. So the whole life, lo as akayim zare leravuna mechova. Never, as long as Ravuna was alive, Ravuna couldn't have children with her. They didn't survive. Ikad Amri. Others have a different version. Amar Ravuna, Amar Rav, Asina Watsmanu Bebavel, Karet Yisrael Lebehe Bedaka. We treat them like the same, right? We adopted that same gzeira. Mechiyasa Rav leBavel. When Rav came to Bavel, okay.
Because they're worried about the field of the friends.
Exactly, but it's a way to make sure that the animals don't destroy other people's. You'll come and say, "Oh, I didn't do it on purpose. My goat was running wild. What are you supposed to do? And his goat's running wild in your field. So it's the whole thing is crazy. So they made a gzeira. It's just a conventional gzeira. Rav Shmuel, Rav Asi. Listen to this Gemara. Ikluhu lebe Shmua Haben. Rav, Shmuel, and Ravasi went to a Shmua Haben. What's a Shmua Haben? Rashi says two words. Bris Mila. They went to a Bris Mila. Okay? Bris Mila, Rashi says, Al Shem Sha'ovrula Shivyam. It's called that because 7 days passed. V'amrila, others say, they went to the following place. Lebe Yeshua Haben. What's a Bay Yeshua HaBen? A Bay is a house. What's Yeshua HaBen? What's a Yeshua HaBen? Says Rashi. Mishte Sha'osin Lepidyon HaBen Bechor. What do a Pidyon HaBen? How do you get a Pidyon HaBen out of those words? Yeshua, what's Yeshua? Metargaminon, the targum of Yeshua is Porkon. Right? Like Alan Isin Vala Porkon. What's Porkon mean? A Yeshua, a salvation. Right? Kimo pidyon. Just like the word pidyon. Now, does that make any sense?
Yeah.
What does pidyon have to do with Yeshua? Pidyon's a redemption.
Right.
It has nothing to do with being saved. Nothing to do with that's nothing to do with being saved.
You pay pidyon so to buy the child back.
How's that saved? How's that salvation? I didn't ask this question. Tosas, Pirsha Kuntras, look at the last Tosfos. Pidyon HaBen. V'chein ha'aruch. The aruch says the same thing. V'kasha. Afagaftim targamidon pidyon porkon. Even though the targum of pidyon means porkon. Mikol makom ein shayach loshen Yeshua. That's not shayach loshen Yeshua. Okay, he argues on Rashi. So what is this party? What is this? Rabbeinu Tam Pirish. Listen to this. Shenolad Sham Ben. He had a son. V'al shem shahavlad nosha, and the fact that the child survived, he was saved. He was saved from the birth. V'nimlat mimei imo, and it was survived from the stomach of the mother. Kidichsev, like it says, v'hamlita zachar, nakat lashon Yeshua. They called it a Yeshua. V'hayu regilin laso suuda, and they made a suuda. What's that called?
Shalom
zachar. All right. It's fascinating.
We don't make a suit, though.
The question is, this is a question which some ask on Tosos. So why is it the cave? If this is the reason, why isn't the cave different? Why is a girl different? If you tell me the whole Torah thing, that they learned Torah and now they don't learn Torah, so now the Torah was lost. So you're making a suda to cheer the child up. Okay, that's a funny suda, but okay. So then a girl, even if she learns Torah, no one ever answered that. Does a girl learn Torah in the womb? She has to know something. I don't know, but it's not to get their mitzvahs, Talmud Torah, right? All this lumdas. It's just to know what to do, not a special mitzvah. Okay, fine. So what about this answer? Why should a girl be different? She also got saved. It's funny. It's interesting, huh? Okay.
Is there not a halacha that if a child is kafir shamar should die within its first 30 days and it's not treated the same as...
If it dies what?
Within the first 30 days of life.
What about the first 30? What about the first week?
Well,
What if it dies before Shabbos? And is it minhag to make a Shalom Zecher anyway? I don't know. What? That's the reason. Maybe the Brit. What?
Yeah. Time the first week, not by Kiyama. Why would you make a Shalom Zecher?
What's a Shalom Zecher anyway?
Why would you make a Shalom
Zecher? What is it?
Shalom Zecher is not by Kiyama.
The baby,
you
make
Shalom
Zachar, the baby's
going to
be
a
Bakayama, you make a Shalom
Zachar. How do you know that?
You don't know that.
30 days.
Yeah, a day later.
Baby's in April.
Baby's at night.
Yeah. Baby's born on a Friday morning. You make a Shalom Zachar that Friday night.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, that's not the point of the story. The point of the story is the following. Nobody wanted to go in first. Everybody's giving cover that you go in first. No, you go in first. Right? Rav, lo ayel, kamed, Shmuel. Rav wouldn't go before Shmuel. Shmuel lo ayel kamei de Rav Asi. Shmuel wouldn't go before Rav Asi, and Rav Asi lo ayel kamei de Rav, and he wouldn't go before Rav. So Omri mana Nisrach. So who's last? So Nisrach Shmuel. Shmuel was going last. So Vinesi Rav Rav Asi. Why did Rav and Rav Asi go in last? So Vinisrach Rav O Rav. Vinesi Rav Rav Asi. Shmuel let Rav and Rav Asi go first. So Vinisrach Rav O Rav Asi. And what about why? Maybe Rav or Rav Asi should have been blessed. So Rav, Milsa ba'almahu da'avad le'le Shmuel, he always did this to Shmuel, Mishum da'avi ma'itza delatia adabre. Because he once cursed him. Cursed him or he cursed his kids. He cursed Shmuel. Rav aleha. Right?
Isn't Rav Asi a Talmud there, son?
What?
Isn't Rav Asi
That's the Kasha. So if he's a Talmud, why is he going first? Should have covered. Why is he going? He should go.
Rav and Shmuel, I can understand.
Right, so.
The parallel.
Yes, I don't know about Rav Asi. I don't know. There's a whole discussion here. So, in other words, Rav would always go in first to give cover to Shmuel because he felt he cursed him. That's why this is what he's doing here. When he cursed, it comes true. So, he didn't want it to come true. So, he was trying to undo it, but always showing cover to Shmuel. So, that way, they would come somewhere. I'll go in first. You, Shmuel, go in last, like much more covered. Right? And then the Meiri says Shmuel was allowed to be mekabel that covered. I know Rav is a contemporary, maybe even older than him, because he was doing it for a good reason, try to undo that curse, right?
How old did that?
I don't know.
By the way, sounds comical. You go.
Right. I know.
Only makes no sense. All his life.
Wait, the story gets even worse. Adahachi.
He goes first.
I know. Adahachi v'ahachi. While they're all hacking over here, who's going first? Asa shonru. A cat came out. Ketayli yada dinuka. With body part of a baby, that the cat killed the baby. Nafak of Rav Adarash, Rav got up and darshan, Chatul, a cat, Mutu Lahargo. You're allowed to kill it, V'asa L'kaimo. And you're not allowed to keep it. So it's redundant, no? If you have to kill it, you can't keep it. V'ein bo mishum gezel, it's not a problem of gezel. V'ein bo mishum heishiv aveda l'bailam. It's not an issue of hashavetz aveda. So V'kivin d'amarta Mutu Lahargo, Mayne Yusul, Asa L'kaimo. If you tell me you're allowed to kill it, why do you have to come tell me I'm not allowed to keep and you're not allowed to keep it? Ma'adatema, I would have thought, Mutta Lahargo, you're allowed to kill it, but if you don't, Isura Leka. So I'm allowed to kill it, but I don't have to kill it. Kamash Balan, you have to kill it. Right? So the Nachas Moshe asks, so why didn't it take Tzarech Lahargo? What kind of lashon is Mutta Lahargo? Why didn't it say Tzarech Lahargo, you have to kill it? Right? So the answer is, it's not a chiv on everybody to kill it. It's not a chiv on everybody. Only the owner has to kill it. On everybody else, it's a rishos, mutter. Okay.
So you have to take away from this.
It's a difficult story. Amri, chiv on damarta ein bo mishum gezel.
Are you allowed to have cats? You said before you can't own a dog, so you're allowed to own cats.
So it doesn't really, you're allowed to own a dog today. You're allowed to. Make her a din, you're allowed to. Right? People don't like it, but no, no, it's her. Right, this is all different. I think it's a different.
So to make it right, get a big dog.
Why?
It's not a DACA then.
Right. Right. No, the dog was for a different reason. The no dog is no what size it was.
Actually 7 yards.
Oh, it did? Oh, interesting.
Interesting.
So, Kiva Damar to Ein Bamishum Gezel, since we said that if you kill it, you're not, it's not like stealing it. My new Ein Bamishum Ashavas Aveda L'Bailam. Why do I have to tell me the second shot? By the way, there's no Ashavas Aveda, obviously. Right? Amarvina, La'orin, La'oro, for the hide. You can't even benefit anything from that cat. Right?
The cat that killed me or anything?
Any cat. Okay.
So when someone says there's a sign on a telephone pole,
Lost cat.
Lost cat, you can walk right by.
Mazir of Shimon ben Elazar. Meisvir Rishurim Ben Elazar Omer Megadlin Klavin Kofrin Vechatulin Vekofrin Vecholdot Sinoa Bebnei Shosun Lenakar Zabayis. Miniature dogs. So we see here, you're allowed to have a cat. Helps get rid of the mice. Second, you told me you can't have a cat. He said you can't have a cat. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha ba'ukma. A white cat, a black cat is okay. Ha ba'chivra. A white cat's a problem. Iva ma'isa derav ukma havi, but that was a black cat. No, that wasn't a black. Ha some ukma baruchuv yahava. Black, the tone of a white cat, that's a problem. For ha, mi boy, so that's the problem. For mi boy, boy, lele ravina, the boy, ravina, ukma bar chivra mahu. What about a black cat, the son of a white cat? So we had a problem, we had a kasha about it. They didn't know the answer. Ki kami bar lele, no, his kasha was le ravina, ba ukma bar chivra bar ukma. Black, the son of white, son of black. The grandchild, that's the question. Ma'i said to Rav, but the case of Rav was ukma bar chivra bar chivra have it. It was black, the son of white, that you're not allowed to have. Okay? Chabad, Bich, Bacha, and Simon. You have to get the lineage. It was the Yichus.
What's Chabad doing?
It's the names of people. Amr of Acha, the Ches is from Acha. Bar Papa, Mishum of Adva, Bar Papa, Mishum of Adda, Bar Papa. Vamrila, Amr of Adda, Bar Papa, Mishum of Chia, Bar Papa, Mishum of Acha, Bar Papa. Vamrila, Amr of Adda, Bar Papa, Mishum of Acha, Bar Papa, Mishum of Chenina, Bar Papa. Okay, it's a lot of names. Anyway, Masriyin al Hachichuch b'Shabbos. You're allowed to cry out because of Shchin on Shabbos. If someone has a Shchin, an epidemic, so Rashi says something very controversial. Rashi says Masriyin, he says B'tzibur. You can make a gathering, you have a Tillim gathering, you can even do that on Shabbos. Right? B'tzibur, U'B'techina, with crying, U'B'shofros, that's a very problematic. How can you blow a shofar on Shabbos? Like we're going to cry out with shofros, with chatzotzros, right? But Mesach Tainis, right? What's chichuch? Rashi says shchin, some kind of epidemic, it's some kind of skin problem. Shemeschachich adam aleha, and it's causing problems. So you can even have. So Tosfa says right over here, no, al karchach lav haynu hasra b'shofar. That's for sure not with a shofar. The b'shofar b'shabbos mi ikka. How could you pull a shofar on Shabbos? Ella hasra b'peh. Know what it means? It means crying out with davening. Ba'aneinu. You could say aneinu on Shabbos, says Tosfos. V'sofer k'mad amar hasam da aneinu kari le hasra. That's what it means to cry out. The word hasra comes from a trua. It can't mean that. So some say Rashi didn't mean it either. He was just saying, like a whole production, of course you're not going to blow the shofar, but just like if it would be a weekday, you'd blow shofar with chatzot, with the whole production. You can make the same production on Shabbos, but of course you can't blow the shofar. That's a really reading into changing what Rashi says. Pashas, Rashi says you can blow shofar on Shabbos. So how could that be? So you have to figure out some answer.
It's an outbreak. That's one person affected.
Correct. An outbreak. That's an epidemic. So you right? It's an epidemic. So you gather everyone. You would do it on a weekday. For that, you can even do it on Shabbos. What's the isser on Shabbos? Why can't you do it? Putting aside shofar, right? So what's the pshat? So we don't. It's not a veilus. No one died. It's crying out on Shabbos. The Shabbos must be a day of what? Simcha? A simcha? No. Of oneg. Oneg?
Right.
This goes against oneg, but it's an emergency, whatever it is, so we do it. Ravacha, another thing, listen to this. Videlet hanin elis, when the door closes, lobim heira tiftach, it's not going to open so fast. What does that mean? Says Rashi, ala adam, Mihios matzliach. Sometimes, if some opportunity closes on you, you don't really get a second chance, right? The opportunity shuts, doesn't open again, right? Unbelievable. What? Yeah. Valokeach bayis be'eretz Yisrael, and if you buy a house in Eretz Yisrael, kosel of ono afilu b'Shabbos. You can write the receipt even on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos. Right?
They have, this came up
in we're going to answer it in a minute. We're going to explain each one. The Maritz Chaya says all three of these memories are the same idea. The idea is seize the moment. It's Shabbos, and I'm supposed to don't tell me what you're not supposed to do. There's a seize the moment. Opportunity knocks, you seize the moment. There's a house here, and Shabbos is but Shabbos, what am I going to do? You seize the moment. In any part of your life, you seize the moment. you won't. You're allowed to. You're allowed to. You should. That's the lesson. They're all the same thing. Three members, all different places, and crazy. Three different things. It's all the same idea. The idea is seize the moment. Right? What? How do you do that? Right? Yes. Yes. We're going to see that. It has to be through a guy. That's a good marketing. Through a guy. They used to do it.
In the Arab sections, when somebody sold, they would do it on Shabbos.
So the Ramah says in Hilchos Shabbos that you have to. What Isra are you doing?
Kosev.
The only thing you're doing is kosev, because everything else is the Rabbanans. So you're doing kosev. So the Ramah says, first of all, you can do it with your left hand. That might not be kosev daraisa. And second of all, he says something interesting. He says, don't write it in Hebrew. Because if it's another language, it's also not the same thing as Hebrew. So you can get, you're like, we're watering it down. I need to have a guide to it. So you're watering it down, not to the end of the world. Yeah. Okay, so now, Meifei, 1 minute. Vishar pranios, other pranios, ha, misrag shows, ubos ala tzibur, that come on the tzibur, can go in chichuch, like a plague, chagav, a locust, zavuv, fly, tzirit, tzira, wasp, yitush, another kind of wasp, shiluach, nechashim, akravim, lohayu masrin ela tzoakin. They would only cry out, some different kind of crying out. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Jo kan balath, kan biyavish. It depends what kind of shchin it was. Was it wet or dry? Damer of Yeshua ben Levi, shchin shevi kosh baruch al mitzriim. The shchin that Hashem brought, lach mi bachutz, biyavish mifnim. It was both. Show how bad it was. Shenemar, like it says, v'yishchin ababuot preach adam babehema. The dalat hananelas lo behera tifach. When the door closes, it doesn't open so fast. Ma'hi, what's that? Rav Zutra Omar b'smicha. He was supposed to get the smicha to become a rav, and he missed him, so he lost out his opportunity. Ravashi Amar Kol Marian Lo Mehera Mativin Lo. What it means, if something bad happens to you, it takes a long time for the good to right. You know, people get into these slumps, right? Ravachem Medifti Amar Lo Olav Ein Mativin Lo. It's never going to happen. Falohi, that's not true. Ravachem Medifti Milsa Danav Shudam. He was talking about himself. Doesn't mean everybody. You can never climb out of your slump. Of course not. Of course you can. V'alakech bayit be'eretz Yisrael kos v'lo of ono afilu b'shabbes. B'shabbes al kadaytach? What, can you write a star on Shabbos? No. Ella, kadama rava, hasam omel anachri v'osei. You have the guy do it. Hachanami, omel anachri v'osei. Have the guy do it. V'afal gaf, damil anachri shvus. He? It's a shvus, it's a durable. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to tell. Anything you can't do, you can't have a guy do. Otherwise, Shabbos is not Shabbos. Have to go do everything. Have to go plow. Have to go open the store. Can't do that. Mishamisha Eretz Yisrael, L'gazer v'Rabbanan. Because of Yishav Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanan didn't make the Gzeira. Just goes to show you the chashivas of Yishav Eretz Yisrael. As a matter of fact, I have at home, like a little kuntris, like 10 exceptions when Amira L'Nachwi is mutter. Someone's sick. It's another exception. Someone's sick, so you can tell the guy. One of them is Yishav Eretz Yisrael.
Right, but not if you're buying an apartment from a fellow Jew, you can wait Sunday.
So the question is, if you can't wait, right? So just one more line, we'll get to the bottom line. Amar of Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar of Yonasan halokech ir be'eretz Yisrael. If you can buy a city, kofen osol likach lo derech me'ar baruch hotel mishamisha be'eretz Yisrael. So try to get all four sides. So because of Yisrael, you have the whole city. Okay, fine. The big hack. Look at this Tosfos. This Tosfos of Omer lenachri v'osei. So the question the Tosfos deals with is it any mitzvah or just Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? We'll do two lines. Dafko b'shul mitzvah zu, the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Avol etzorech mitzvah acheres, but for another mitzvah, lo shari amir lenachri, you can't tell a guy to do it for another mitzvah, v'afilu letzorech mila, even for example, bris mila. You can't tell the guy to bring the baby, right, to the bris, right? Which is why, in Brooklyn and places where there's no Eruv, they'll never have a bris on Shabbos. I'll have to do it in the house.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I'm saying they'll never carry like that. Have the guy bring it. They'll never do it. Right? I think that we hold this way. Then it goes on and on. At the end he talks about telling the guy for burials when people die, and then he gets at the second day Yontif, the whole discussion, right? Chutz Laretz, right? Very interesting. He says, even Mila Masha Parakador, the Lo Sharia Mila Nachri, be Isur Doraisa. You can't have a guy violating Isur Doraisa for you, even if it's for a mitzvah. Dahi
Gabi Ahi Yanuka, there was a baby. The Shtape Chamime, the water spilled. Right, that's the famous thing, where the water spilled. The Kida Amar Nishaile Le'ime. So go ask the mother, because she's only had a baby a week ago. Right? Itzricha Nachis Nachim Le Agavime. If the mother says, I really need water, I'm dying away over here, I'll die, you can warm up the water. Once you warm up the water, you warm up the water for the baby. Mashma the Elo Tzricha Ime. And if the mother doesn't need it, Lo Shari, then you're stuck. Right, you can't warm up. She says, "I don't. I'm good to go. I don't need the water. I feel I de nachri. Even through a guy, you can't. Well, have the guy warm up the water. So what's pshat? Why not? You can't do that. Then this is v'yesh tvarim shekas of behedya, nachim nachis k'deshar yehacha v'hasam de'uv de l'el kamer gabenuka. Okay. Then he says that obviously this was before the bris, because if it's after the bris, for sure you can warm up the water. That the baby needs it. Then for sure you can. So what do you see? Not so simple. Have goyim do even for mitzvos, just Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Fascinating tosfos. With more time, we can go into it in more detail. I thought that's quite interesting. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Everybody have a very good day.